Jesus is coming again. Cheer up, ye pilgrims, be joyful and sing. Jesus is coming again.
细说基督教，李赐贵牧师主讲。
Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again.
Let us bow our heads together and ask God to bless us during this program.
我们现在低头祈求上帝在这一次我们研究的时候赐福给我们。
我们在天上的父，我们今天感谢你，再让我们有这样的特权，可以继续研究你的圣道。求主帮助我们，可以把主的道解释清楚，也求主帮助受听的人，使他们听的时候可以了解你的旨意。愿天父上帝的灵带领他们一步一步地走上你的正路。我们这样祈求，都是奉主的圣名。Amen. Let us turn to Lesson 57.
那请翻到第57课。
Lesson 57.
第57课。
The subject is, Blessed are the merciful.
题目是连续人的人有福了。
Today we study the fifth beatitude.
在今天我们所研究的是第五个福气。
In the Sermon on the Mount.
这是在山上耶稣基督所发的教训里头的一个。
It reads,
是这样说的。
Blessed are the merciful.
连续人的人有福了。
For they shall obtain mercy.
因为他们必蒙连续。
Matthew 5:7.
马太五章七节。
In worldly society,
在世俗的社会之中，
we seldom see genuine concern manifested for those in need.
我们很少看见对那些有需要的人表示真正的关心。
The sinner's heart is inherently selfish.
罪人的心生来就是自私的。
It is unsympathetic with suffering.
是不同情那些受苦的人。
Men read of injustice.
当人看到关于一些个不公正的事情的记载，
They are see cruelty manifested about them.
也看见他们四周有残暴的行为，
Yet they go on unconcerned.
但是他们还是漠不关心。
Some reason,
有人这样理论说，
Why should I meddle in affairs which have no bearing upon myself?
我为什么要介身于与我本身毫无关系的那些事呢？
When Christ was among men,
当基督在世人中间的时候，
He spoke a parable,
他提到一个比喻，
In answer to the question,
就是要回答一个问题，
Who is my neighbor?
谁是我的邻居？
From this story,
从这个故事里头，
We can better understand,
我们就能够更加的明白
what it means to be merciful.
所谓连续人到底是什么意思？
The parable is recorded in Luke 10.
这个比喻是记载在路加十章
29-37 节。 Jesus told of a man,
耶稣提到一个人，
who went down from Jerusalem to Jericho.
他是从耶路撒冷到耶利哥去。
On the way,
在路上的时候，
he was attacked by thieves.
他就受了那些强盗的攻击。
They stripped him of his clothing.
那些人就剥了他的衣裳。
Beat him.
打了他。
And left him by the wayside, half dead.
然后就留在路旁，已经差不多半死了。
A certain priest passed by.
有一个祭司路过那个地方。
On seeing the wounded man,
他看见那个受伤的人，
he passed by on the other side.
他就从另外一边过去了。
Perhaps the priest thought,
也许这祭司心里这样想，
This man is too dirty for me to touch.
这个人太脏了，我不能摸他。
If he is not a Jew,
如果他不是犹太人，
I will be contaminated.
我就是玷污了自己。
Moreover, I am too busy.
而且我还太忙。
After all, he is no relation of mine.
况且他又不是我的亲戚。
Should I help him?
我要是帮助了他的话，
It might cost me more than I can afford.
所花费的金钱也许是过于我所能负担的。
Who knows what a nuisance this man might become to me?
谁知道这个人将来可能会给我惹上什么麻烦？
Then a Levite came.
然后又来了个利未人。
He stopped.
他就停下来。
And looked at the wounded man.
就看那个受伤的人。
He doubtless was touched.
无疑的，他的心是受了感动。
He knew he ought to help this man in his hour of need.
他知道在这个人需要帮助的时候，应该帮助那个人。
But he also felt he might become too involved in caring for this case.
但是他也恐怕要是照顾这个人的时候会受到过分的连累。
He regretted coming this way.
他很后悔走上这条路。
Then he thought,
然后他又想，
Oh well, he's no concern of mine.
哦，算了，他不是我所要关心。
So he too passed on.
所以他也就过去了。
These two men were Jewish religious leaders.
这两个人都是犹太宗教的领袖。
They were professed servants of God.
他们自称是上帝的仆人。
They should have possessed the spirit of true service.
他们应当有这种真正服务的精神。
But pride and selfishness had hardened their hearts.
但是骄傲和自私使他们的心变得坚硬。
They had beheld misery many times before.
他们以前曾经多次看见过人受苦。
They had come to regard misfortune as an evidence of God's displeasure.
以至于他们认为不幸的事情，那就是上帝不喜悦的一个明证。
So it was easy for them to erase the entire experience out of their mind.
所以很容易的，他们就可以把这整个的经验从他们脑海里头把它抹去。
Lastly, there came a Samaritan.
最后来了一个撒玛利亚人。
The Jews regarded Samaritans as unclean.
犹太人认为撒玛利亚人是不洁净的。
But this so-called outcast had more practical religion than the professed exponents of truth.
但是这个所谓被遗弃的人，他的宗教比那些自称是解释真理的人更加的实际。
Yes, the Jewish leaders professed to be the exponents of truth, or the ones who explained and expounded the truth.
犹太人他们自称是解释真理的，善识真理的人。
ButIt seems that the so-called unclean Samaritan had more practical religion, or he lived his religion in his life.
但是这个被他们所遗弃的这撒玛利亚人，他的宗教却是一种实际的宗教。
Yes, he had more practical religion than the professed exponents of truth. Jesus said that when the Samaritan saw the half-dead robbed man,
耶稣说，当这撒玛利亚人看见那个半死的被强盗抢过的那个人，
He had compassion,
他就动了慈心，
and went to him,
就走上前去，
and bound up his wounds,
就替他裹好了伤处，
pouring on oil and wine,
把酒和油倒在他的伤处，
then he set himOn his own beast,
然后就扶他骑上自己的牲口，
and brought him to an inn,
到店里去照应他，
and took care of him,
在那个地方照应他。
And the next day,
第二天，
he took out 2 denarii, or money,
他就拿出2000银子来，
and gave them to the innkeeper,
就交给店主，
saying,
说，
take care of him,
你且照应他。
And whatever more you spend,
你此外所费用的，
I will repay you when I come back.
我回来必还你。
When Jesus finished telling this story,
耶稣讲完了这个故事，
He turned the question of who is my neighbor.
他就用这个谁是我的邻居这个问题
back to the lawyer.
向那个律法师
who had asked him,
那个律法师曾经向他发过这个问题。
Which of these three do you think proved neighbor to the man who fell among robbers?
耶稣问他说，你想这三个人哪一个是落在强盗手中的邻居呢？
The man answered,
那个人回答说，
The one who showed mercy on him.
是怜恤他的。
Jesus gave him some timely and practical advice.
耶稣就给他一些个合时而且实际的建议。
Go and do likewise.
就是你去照样行吧。
Jesus urges each one of us.
耶稣劝勉我们每一个人。
Go thou and do likewise.
你去照样行吧。
According to Christ's interpretation.
根据基督的解释。
Our neighbor is not necessarily the person next door.
我们的邻居并不一定是住在隔壁的人。
Or our friend.
或者是我们的朋友。
Or just those of our own nation or race.
或者是和我们同一国家或者同一种族的人。
It is anyone in need of our help.
而是任何需要我们帮助的人。
It may be a pedicab coolie.
你可能是一个三轮车夫。
It may be a beggar on the street.
或者甚至是在街上的一个乞丐。
It may be a sick person in the hospital.
也许是在医院的一个病人。
It may be someone who has just been struck by a truck.
也许是刚被车子撞倒的一个人。
The person who truly observes the teachings of Christ.
凡是真正的照着基督的教训而行的人。
Will never withhold the hand of service to those who are calling for help along life's pathway.
这样的人他们不会向那些在人生的旅途之中呼求帮助的人不伸出服务的手。
One who has been touched by the sacrifice of the Savior,
凡是因为耶稣救主所有的牺牲而受感动的人
in his behalf cannot fail to be touched by the sin sick, the sorrowful, the destitute.
这样的人他们不能不同情有罪病的悲伤的和贫苦的人。
In other words, a person when he has been touched by the Savior's sacrifice, he will also be touched by those who are sick in sin.And the sorrowful and the poor or destitute.
换一句话说，凡是因为救主的牺牲，为他所做的牺牲而受感动的人，他也会因为别人那些有罪病的忧伤和贫苦的人一样，受感动，对他们表同情。
In the parable,
在这个比喻里头
，the good Samaritan represents Christ.
那个良善的撒玛利亚人所代表的是基督。
We have been wounded by the deceptions of Satan.
我们因为撒旦的欺骗而受了伤害。
We have been left at the wayside to die in our sins.
他留我们在路旁，让我们死在我们的罪中。
Others have passed us by.
别人都路过，过去了。
But not Christ.
但是基督却不是这样。
On seeing our plight,
他看见我们这种痛苦的情形，
Christ has stooped low to redeem us.
他就俯身下来救赎了我们。
He has taken away our filthy rags.
他已经拿走了我们污秽的破衣服。
He has bound up the wounds we have suffered at the hands of the enemy.
他替我们包裹了那仇敌所加在我们身上的伤害。
He has clothed us with the garments of salvation.
他用救恩的衣袍披在我们身上。
Thank God for such a merciful Savior.
我们要为这样的一位慈悲的救主而感谢上帝。
To the merciful is promised.
对怜悯人的人有这样的应许说，
They shall obtain mercy.
他们必蒙怜悯。
We read in Proverbs 19:17.
在箴言19章17节说，
He that hath pity upon the poor
那些个怜悯贫穷的
lendeth unto the Lord，
就是借给耶和华。
And that which he hath given，
他的善行
will he pay him again，
耶和华必赏还。
Our vocabulary words to lesson 57，
我们第57课的生字。
There are 10 altogether，
一共是十个。
Number one，
第一个。
Inherently，
与生俱来的。
Inherently。 Two， Unconcerned，
漠不关心的。
Unconcerned。 Three， Attacked，
攻击。
Attacked。 Four， Stripped，
剥去衣服。
Stripped。 Five，Contaminated，
玷污。
Contaminated。 Six， Nuisance，
讨厌的，连累。
Nuisance。 Seven， Involved，
连累。
Involved。 Nine， Erase，
抹掉。
Erase。 Nine， Exponents，
解释。
Exponents。 And ten， Destitute，
贫穷。
Destitute。 Well， let's look at the lesson in English now。 Lesson 57，
第57课我们用英文再念一遍。
Today we study the fifthBeatitude in the Sermon on the Mount. It reads, Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. In worldly society, we seldom see genuine concern manifested for those in need. The sinner's heart is inherently selfish. It is unsympathetic with suffering.Men read of injustice. They see cruelty manifested about them. Yet they go on unconcerned. Some reason, why should I meddle in affairs which have no bearing upon myself? When Christ was among men, he spoke a parable in answer to the question, Who is my neighbor? From this story,We can better understand what it means to be merciful. The parable is recorded in Luke 10:29-37. Jesus told of a man who went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. On the way, he was attacked by thieves. They stripped him of his clothing, beat him,and left him by the wayside, half dead. A certain priest passed by. On seeing the wounded man, he passed by on the other side. Perhaps the priest thought, This man is too dirty for me to touch. If he is not a Jew, I will be contaminated. Moreover, I am too busy. After all,He is no relation of mine. Should I help him? It might cost me more than I can afford. Who knows what a nuisance this man might become to me? Then a Levite came. He stopped and looked at the wounded man. He doubtless was touched. He knew he ought to help this man in his hour of need. But he also felt he might become too involved.In caring for this case, he regretted coming this way. Then he thought, Oh well, he's no concern of mine. So he too passed on. These two men were Jewish religious leaders. They were professed servants of God. They should have possessed the spirit of true service.But pride and selfishness had hardened their hearts. They had beheld misery many times before. They had come to regard misfortune as an evidence of God's displeasure. So it was easy for them to erase the entire experience out of their minds. Lastly, there came a Samaritan. The Jews regarded Samaritans as unclean, but this so-called outcast had more practical religion than the professed exponents of truth. Jesus said that when the Samaritan saw the half-dead, robbed man, he had compassion and went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he set him on his own beast and brought him to an inn and took care of him. And the next day he took out 2 denarii, money, and gave them to the innkeeper, saying, "Take care of him, and whatever more you spend, I will repay you when I come back." Luke 10:33-35. When Jesus finished telling this story, he turned the question of who is my neighbor back to the lawyer who had asked him. Which of these three do you think proved neighbor to the man who fell among robbers? The man answered, "The one who showed mercy on him." Jesus gave him some timely and practical advice. Go and do likewise. Jesus urges each one of us, "Go thou and do likewise." According to Christ's interpretation, our neighbor is not necessarily the person next door, or our friend, or just those of our own nation or race. It is anyone in need of our help. It may be a pedicab coolie. It may be a beggar on the street. It may be a sick person in the hospital. It may be someone who has just been struck by a truck. The person who truly observes the teachings of Christ will never withhold the hand of service to those who are calling for help along life's pathway. One who has been touched by the sacrifice of the Savior in his behalf cannot fail to be touched by the sin-sick, the sorrowful, the destitute. In the parable, the Good Samaritan represents Christ. We have been wounded by the deceptions of Satan. We have been left at the wayside to die in our sins. Others have passed us by, but not Christ. On seeing our plight, Christ has stooped low to redeem us. He has taken away our filthy rags. He has bound up the wounds we have suffered at the hand of the enemy. He has clothed us with the garments of salvation. Thank God for such a merciful Savior. To the merciful is promised, they shall obtain mercy. We read in Proverbs 19:17, "He that hath pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord, and that which he hath given will he pay him again." We thank our Heavenly Father for the many blessings which he has given to us.
我们感谢我们的天父,
and we should be willing to share these blessings with others, especially those who are more unfortunate than we are. May God give us the merciful spirit of Jesus. May God give us liberal hearts, so that we will gladly share with others that which has been freely given to us. May God continue to be with you and bring you back to study with us at the next broadcast.
愿上帝继续的赐福给你，而使我们在下一次研究的时候，你再来收听。我们再会。